The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at Visa, the sports betting network. VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin. And ladies and gentlemen, as promised, part two of Steve Fezzik in studio. Coming in the studio looking all skinny and tanned and highlighted hair. How you doing, man?
I am excellent. Thank you for the nice introduction. Hey, I'm on my way to the strip, and you're right on the way. Yes.
It's a beautiful thing, this South Point. Let me review for people who were not with us on Friday. Let me just review the topics we covered on Friday before we go into today's. If you missed the show on Friday, and by the way, you can access it at VSiN.com or the VSiN app. We talked about when parlays are justified, the three instances when parlays are justified, why Major League Baseball side and total betting in July day of game is almost impossible to win on, market being so efficient. We got into that. Sharps' unwillingness to listen to other sharps. Oh, that was fun. That seemed to resonate with the Twitter folks. And then your DraftKings five bets of the year that were available in the month of December.
I knew I forgot. I was going to check and see if they'd all moved. I anticipate they probably have.
I would imagine
so. But they did not do so.
You have that kind of gravitas that I think they might have moved.
You know, part of it is you have to be competent also. So if I just gave out five random bets, they wouldn't move.
That's true.
But if they're good bets,
that's true.
Yes, they're going to move.
Yes. All right. So today, a mixture of sports betting and then just, you know, random thoughts from Steve Fezzik. And I just teased one before, so let me start there. It's July 3rd. Obviously, tomorrow's a holiday. It is an inferno here. All week, it's like, by the way, Felica is coming in, I think, Wednesday or Thursday. And I told him, I go, you know, you get the best of it this week. It's going to be 106 when you're here. Otherwise, it's 111, 110. You believe July 4th is the worst Vegas holiday of the month.
Yeah, my friends back east, they're like, oh, are you grilling? Are you barbecuing July 4th? It's like, I'm going to do an emotional plea to everyone that's going to Vegas for July 4th and just going to and wants to vacation here in July. Don't do it. Go to San Diego, especially if you have kids. Please don't. I mean, come here in September when it's glorious.
Yes.
Not July.
California this time of year is the greatest summer vacation you could take. What a climate contrast it is. So there's that. The other thing is, I mentioned your weight loss. You've gone from what weight to what weight now?
So 235
yeah.
down to 195.
And the key to all of this is what?
I'm going to summarize it, and everybody's different, but what worked for me, three things. Can't drink enough water. Pound water, and don't drink cola. Cola, bad. Number two, what works best for me, I don't eat lunch. I work out with weights. I just do the weights. So instead of gaining a fourth of a pound at noon every day, I lose a fourth of a pound.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's half a pound. eat whatever I want for dinner.
Check. Yeah, that's cool. It checks out.
within high-level math, within reason, eat whatever I want for dinner, and walk 4 miles a day. And there's various, on your phone, you can get various tracking things that'll show you walking. So just little things like, you know what? I'm at Caesars, I'll walk the Forum Shops. It's a mile round trip just to walk and you see all kinds of interesting things, walk quickly, boom, just get in your 4 miles a day on average.
So I do two of those three things. Mm. I do the water and no soda, which, by the way, I don't know if you saw the Bill Walton doc as well, the luckiest man in the world. At one point, he tells kids, he goes, don't drink soda, you know, in that Bill Walton voice, whatever you do. And I also do the walking thing, right? Like, because, you know, that's an easy thing. I do not eschew lunch for pumping iron, though. That does not happen.
And one thing, it sounds impossibly difficult. I assure you, the first month you go without soda, if you drank it all your life, you're going to be miserable. But after you do that month, you'll be fine. The second thing with weights, they never tell you you're going to have more energy.
Yeah.
Oh, you lift weights, you're going to have more energy. No, you won't. You're going to be like, you're going to get up the next day, you're going to feel like you can't, you know, move your arm above your shoulder. It's going to be miserable like the first like 3 or 4 weeks because you're not used to it. I assure you, it gets much, much easier if you can just get past that first month.
And you're also doing it the right way because muscle mass really helps you as you grow older.
Yes. So that's going to be 60. So, yeah.
Going to be 60. Dude, you look great. Good for you. All right. Maybe ease up on Twitter. You'll even look even better and more sunshiny.
I don't know. Sometimes I'm. it gets harder as you get older. I'm
sorry.
Yeah,
I understand. Yes. All right. So you usually come in here. You're wise for sure. The wisdom you impart, we all appreciate. We get into really interesting conversations. But you are not above making a bet that to the average person would seem oh so square. And you're like, actually, not everything that appears to be square is square. And you have an example of that.
So are we going to talk about the team to lose 100 games, or is there something else?
I was going to talk about the national championship first, but we can get into that.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. So square. I label this bet square ball bet of the year.
And square
so,
ball.
I'm like the memory of a goldfish. I sent it last night at midnight, Kelly. I can't remember that far. So I bet Georgia. I personally bet plus 250. You can get plus 240. Shop around. I think this is a great bet. So Georgia's season win is 11.5 right now. So think about this. Their probability distribution function, if you will, they're going to win 12 just about half the time. They're going to win 11 a little less than half the time. Winning 10 or fewer, I think it's 10%. Okay, so I think Georgia is almost a lock to win 11 games. Further, I don't think they need to win 12 games. I think if they win 11, they're going to make the Final Four almost for sure because they're coming in number one, and it's going to take a lot of things to go wrong for them not to make the Final Four. Once they get to the Final Four, they're going to be favored, almost for certain. And it wouldn't surprise me if they're not minus 6 in the semifinal and minus 7 in the final type of thing. So think about this. You got Georgia, you're getting plus 240, and they're going to be a 6 and a 7-point favorite. That's the likely, very likely path for them. And heck, they could be minus 14 against a Michigan or somebody in the semifinals.
True.
That's a number, bold prediction. October 15th, Georgia's going to be like plus 130. So lock in plus 240 right now.
Plus 240, Georgia to win the national championship. And you're right, given the pedigree of Georgia, given the SEC, if they lose one game, we know how this works, right? The last year of the four-team playoff. Next year, we go to something else. But this year, it's very straightforward, just as you say, as it always has been. And that makes perfect sense. Georgia plus 240. Now, what you were just alluding to, you may have caught Steve just said there, oh, you're talking about the 100 games thing. So one of the things we didn't get to last week, which is a great topic, which is why pros don't flat bet, but will bet more where the edge is perceived.
Yeah. So Gil, Todd Wishnev, and myself, we're all at the M. We're at the Raider Cafe, and we're looking over some of the future odds. This is the end of April. End of March, excuse me, and we see, what's this?
Mm-hmm.
Will a team, yes or no, any team, lose 100 games in MLB? And I looked at the data, and actually, the last three full years that they played 162 games, not one, not two, not three, four teams in each and every year lost 100 games. Baseball is a sport of the haves and the have-nots. Now, it wasn't always the case, all right? But that's
right.
Certainly the case now. Teams tanking at the end. Dumping all their assets, not that some of the teams have any assets worth anything. So if you have an event that occurs four times, and I think you could model this with a Poisson distribution, which I won't get into, but if it happens four times, three consecutive seasons, and now it only has to happen once, it literally is like a 97% bet. And I could bet this bet minus 280. I couldn't believe it. You know, of course someone's going to lose 100 games. I personally was very bearish on the Oakland A's this year. But heck, there are plenty of other perfectly terrible teams like the Colorado Rockies, the Kansas City Royals.
Perfectly
and,
terrible.
And the Washington Nats that had every opportunity to not just maybe lose 100 games, but in the Nats' case, favored to lose 100 games. So I just kept betting it. I laid minus 280, minus 320. Todd, can you get me some? Sure. Minus 360.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'll lay minus 380. And then finally, the last kick at the can, I think I laid minus 450. So literally, every one of these is like a 2,000, to win 2,000 limit. I look back, I'm like, oh, I just bet 20,000 during lunch, watching Todd eating pretzel sticks.
That's I don't know if you had to throw that in, but yes, I've seen your cascading bets, right? And it's all true. Now, the sort of things we have to add is there's going to be a big percentage of people listening to this who are not as comfortable as you doing two things: laying that kind of juice,
yes,
and having that money tied up for as long as you need it to be.
Absolutely. So you have to have a bankroll to be able to do this sort of thing. And this is a great example why I hear all the time, even pros debate, do I bet the same on everything or do I vary my bet size?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think I'm a little bit of an extremist. We talked about sharps versus other sharps and their opinions. And I'll be the first to say probably I'm a little too aggressive, all right? But the idea that you want to just bet the same on everything, that's great advice for a recreational bettor who struggles to identify good bets in general. However, for a true pro, once a month, you're going to come across, and Gil, I'm sure you see this, with your tennis against someone that's opening a line.
Yes.
You're like, I can't believe they made Smash Nova the underdog. It's just wrong.
Smash Nova. That's right. That's right. But I did the same thing with the Atlanta Braves on the run-up to the playoffs last year, right? Every single day, and this is a much shorter window than your Oakland A's, where I perceive value each and every day and bet it over and over 17 different times, right?
Sure.
And it worked out in the end. Now, you're Oakland A's and Kansas City Royals. I mean, at this point, you're in bad beat territory because the A's are in, you know, on pace to lose 120.
At this point, I literally, if you said, would you bet your life that someone's going to lose 100 games, I might do it.
Wow.
I might do it. It would be like, it's the sort of thing, it's like 99.99999%, and it's kind of like, boy, when I eat a prime rib dinner, it's probably more dangerous than making this bet right now.
It's like the Kevin thing from The Office. If you ever get the instinct to bet your life, don't do it. But Steve apparently ready to do it. So, I mean, yeah, and that is the biggest thing, though, what you just – I mean, that's about as great of a piece of wisdom to impart is the notion of flat betting everything is never going to get you to where you want to get. Right.
No, it will work.
It'll work.
Yes. It just, you know what, to be fair, it actually, you can win enough that it might well get you to where you get, but it's not going to get you there nearly as fast.
Nearly as fast.
Yes.
And then isn't the cousin of that, isn't the cousin of that, the notion of everybody has the instinct to hedge, and that's why I don't have it. Because if I still feel like I have the advantage, I'm not racing to hedge something away.
Yes, and probably the number one mistake people make is that negative EV, and when we've spoken about this, you know, just pulling back the curtain. So really, really sharp guy Joe Pita talks all the time about the survivor, and then starting week 7, he's starting to hedge back, and it makes theoretical sense when you have a big win, a life-changing win potentially coming up, then that's the one time you do want to hedge.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hold your thought. We'll come back. College football continues as well with Steve Fezzik next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data.
Split bets!
Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? Well, the betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes, so you can see changes in all the action, find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets, and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, yet another way that VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check them out, all of today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. It's Gil Alexander, Steve Fezzik, kind enough to hang with us on this July 3rd. Steve, the only back-to-back winner in Hilton Super Contest history back in the day. So you always have that, sir.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, but still, it's nice to have.
And part of that, I think, people rightly recognize where they say, oh, Fez understood closing line value a lot more than other people were. Like in contests, I would routinely give me -2 when the line was closing 3. I need a reason not to play.
Is that your easy jump shot sign that you just
Yes, yeah. And a lot of other people would just take their 5 best plays. They wouldn't even look at what the contest lines were. Now things have changed.
Yes,
dramatically.
Dramatically. So
yes.
Did you have a – we got interrupted rudely by the commercial about your hedging talk there. Did you want to say something else?
Oh, yeah. So Joe Pita, everything he says makes logical sense, except for we don't live in a world where there's transaction-free costs. So if you have exchanges and the like, and it's cheap to make all these bets, it makes sense. My point was just that, like, my goodness, you start hedging week 8, and you start hedging across the board, the transaction costs will eat you alive.
Yeah. Yeah. He'd say week 8? He probably was later than
week 8.
It
was probably
8. Week
10. Okay. Yeah, somewhere around there.
You also mentioned off-air, you actually like a baseball play today, sight unseen on pitchers.
Yeah, so it's just a situational spot's terrible for the Cleveland Guardians. They were in Wrigley, and bad weather in Chicago. Shocker, it rains in Chicago quite a bit.
What?
So game was delayed on Saturday. Last night, the game got delayed forever. Then they wound up going extra innings. Cleveland blows their lead. It goes 10 innings. So it was a long day at Wrigley
for
the guards or the guardians or whatever we're calling them today. And so now they're playing. What are they playing? The cons today? No, they're playing Atlanta, the best team easily in MLB, coming home. And I like fading teams coming home off a road trip anyways. So if I had to make a bet, another square ball bet, it's Square Monday, I would bet the Atlanta Braves -150.
square ball Monday. Not to be confused with irresponsible bet Saturday, which we often do when there's a horse race.
UFC, baby!
Yeah, a horse racing UFC Kiniella on a Saturday. Okay, college football, we talked about how you like Georgia, call that a square ball bet of the day. What about, and I think this is sort of a broader and more interesting thing, so the college football season coming up, there's a way to play this, you think, the first, this will probably go away after a couple few weeks, But heading into this college football season, you are very focused on what the first couple weeks?
College football totals unders. And the reason being, whenever there's a rules change, I love rules changes, change every year. So college football games last too long. So finally I said, you know what we're going to do is after a team gets a first down, we're going to just keep the clock running, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not that significant a difference, but I think it's going to be about 2 points. It's going to reduce scoring by about 2 points. And I got to tell you, how many times do you watch Wisconsin's playing some Ball State? There's 6 minutes left. They get the ball on the 40. A gain of 8. Yeah. Gain of 6. First down. Clock stops.
Clock stops.
Gain of 4. Gain of 7. Clock stops.
Our whole lives.
End of the game. They punch it in with the minute to play. Just enough time, you know, at the because that clock kept stopping as they're like running all over poor gassed Mac team. And, you know, I went back and I said, well, did they adjust the totals? You know, have the odds makers against these openers move the totals? I'm not going to go into all the great details. My numbers show they haven't. They're dealing numbers that are comparable right now to what they closed last year, which means there's got to be value playing under. So how can we benefit? Well, so we don't need to play the whole board under, but we can selectively. And by the way, and I prefer the week zero games to the week one games under because historically they've been lower scoring, less time to prepare. But selectively, do your work. I would look to avoid playing any overs right now, and I would look to play unders. And pulling back the curtain again, if somebody like Right Angle Sports comes out and says, we're going to have a play, we're going to say set up and go. If Right Angle sets up an over in college football, I'm chilling like Dylan. I'm waiting and seeing if it's legitimate. But if they say set up and under,
you're bang, all over it.
I'm playing under. I'm going before they say go, and I'm getting down because it's very likely it's a legitimate play.
Steve, referring to Ed Golden's operation at Right Angle Sports, Ed will be part of the panel that I've been honored to moderate at the upcoming Bet Bash 3 in August here, Spanky's great sports betting conference. But Ed Golden, who moves markets at Right Angle Sports, interesting that even you, like, you would have some skepticism on an over early, from even if it came from him at this point.
I'd still play it, but I'd wait for confirmation that it was indeed a play and not just a setup. I'm one of those guys
that jumped the gun.
All the time. And this is where the advantage, we talk about top-down and bottom-up approaches.
Yes.
If you got both going for you, so I'm doing top down, I'm following Right Angle Sports, but I've already done my numbers.
You're originating your own numbers.
So because of that, if I like stuff already, like I like the college football unders, I can use that information to get the best of every world.
Yeah. So again, we've had Ed on, we've had Michael Craig on from Right Angle Sports. People who listen to this show know, so they have a whole process as how they release. We've actually done it live on air, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's like we've had to reset a few times. So what you're saying is you will jump the gun, but if it's an over, you'll be cautious about it this time.
I won't jump the gun.
I will wait
for confirmation. If he indeed says, all right, we're going Notre Dame over 49 against Navy, well, then I'll bet it. Once he says go, I'm going because I know it's going to be 52 and 20 in about 13 seconds.
Wow. So with unders, you don't mind if you're even betting the wrong game basically then?
If he says it's a no go, if it's a cancel, I'm fine because I think I could play every under and eke out a small profit anyways.
And the theory being that the markets will adjust by week three, let's say. So this is why you're focused on the beginning of the season. Did you find in baseball with the rule changes that you had a similar theory and that it didn't manifest, or did it for the first couple weeks of the season?
It absolutely manifest. So with the baseball rules changes, the no shift, the fatter bases, and they're still wearing longer and longer oven mitts.
It's
so literally, right. Yeah. So literally it was like you looked at the scoring and it was up significantly in April versus, you know, prior year. So if you just bet overs in April, yes, you did very well.
You were saying off air, you and I could do this for 4 hours. We really could. Let me get into one thing here in our final few minutes, because we have always talked about bringing this up at some point. We've never gotten around to it, so let's do it today, which is 3 minutes on. We've had Bill Krakenberger in here before where he has slandered, and I love Bill, right? But he has slandered 7 stars at Caesars. And I say to him while he's slandered, I say, oh, we got to get Fezzik in here for you guys to do counterpoint on this. You love 7 stars, Caesars, and why is that?
Okay, and Diamond is a lesser status that I love as well. So both of them, and you can get it in the Caesars app. It's harder now because it's not as good as it was 2 weeks ago, but you bet sports. If you bet a whole lot of money, you can get all the way up to 7 stars. The perks are just fantastic. If you take full advantage, free golf for four at Cascada. Is that good?
It's pretty good.
Golf for four at Rio Seco.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good. You want to go to the Bahamas? You want to go to Atlantis? You want to stay in the Cove?
That's my favorite one.
For free? That's, yes. You know, that's pretty good. You want to fly to a retreat once a year, $1,200 worth of airfare. It's comped. Absolutely. You want to fly to Vegas, $600. It's free. And guess what? Every time you get, when you get 7 stars, you get $500 in dining credits. Yeah. And every time you get another 250,000 points, you get another, this doesn't count against your points, just free, an extra $500 in dining credits. You get to park for free.
So is Bill's disappointment with it about the fact that you don't get any specific betting perks with it?
That may well be, because this isn't helping you win more in gambling. Although if you're a poker pro, you cut the line at the poker. So you give your 7 star, boom. If the list is 50 deep, you're number one. You get into your game immediately. You cut the cab line, you get four free drinks a day, even if you're just diamond. All right.
Yeah.
And here's pulling back the curtain, the little secret. A lot of people just go to Starbucks and get four free juices and stuff. Kelly, you and I, we'll invite Gil too. We can go to Nobu, or we can go to Stanton Social Prime, and we can get like a pineapple martini, one of our free drinks. You get four of those a day. So you can just go and drink at Nobu, and I love Nobu. Not even eat, because it's so expensive.
This is actionable.
This is actionable. Is quality,
so you can get
information.
$90 worth of drinks, your four drinks. They're like $25 each, you know?
Can I just bring up one real life sort of hiccup to all of this? You brought up Starbucks. You get to cut the line at Starbucks. Let's take the Planet Hollywood Starbucks, which is like 20, 30 deep. It takes a little bit of moxie, doesn't it, to sort of circumvent that line and be like, 7 stars, pardon me. Because inevitably, they don't know that you're 7 stars, so they don't know what 7 stars is, and people are going to look at you and be like, who's this schmuck?
It's happened to me before, but there is a big 7-star only.
What a shocker.
It's true in the food court also, so if you want to be shy, you hang back and just hold up your card to the employee, and the employee will say, sir, 7 stars, and they will prompt you instead of you. I just cut.
They'll be the bad guy.
I'm the bad. I just cut in line. But you can be more gracious about it. Yes.
Yeah.
The two that jumped out to me, the cutting the poker line and the cab line.
Oh, the cab
line. Cabs, that could be rough at 1 o'clock in the morning on a Friday night or Saturday night. There might be a long line sometimes.
By the way, if you, this is old school. Like, if you're willing to slip the cab line guy at 20, this worked back in the day all the time. They'll put you in the front of the line, no problem.
20 is absolutely the number.
Yeah.
And it's too much downtown. I've learned that. Like, thanks, man.
You've ratcheted back downtown.
But the Caesar's 7-star secret valet that is on Flamingo Road is the easiest with all this construction. It is so easy to get in and out, and the guys there are fantastic. You know, they'll take care of you and leave your car right there.
All right, let's get you back later in July, okay?
Sounds good.
My man, Steve Fezzik, everybody. The only back-to-back Hilton Super Contest champ. Kind enough to join us, not one, but 2 days, 2 segments apiece. Wes Reynolds on the other side. Golf next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today and get a daily email recapping all the best bets from our show hosts and guests. You'll also get unlimited access to our VSiN.com/picks page. Sort picks by sport, matchup, event date, and more. Check the top VSiN experts leaderboard to view betting records, profit, and ROI, and see which VSiN expert has the hot hand. For VSiN Pro picks, betting splits, power ratings, plus 24/7 video access, become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Sign up now for only $19. At VSiN.com/subscribe. Well, we start our 7-match tennis day with a winner. So congratulations to all that backed Marcos Barrios Vera. He is a 4-set winner against Marcelo Tomas Barrios Vera. Pardon me. Don't want to butcher his first name. He's a 4-set winner against Sebastian Baez. So want to know out of the gate. But does this happen to you? I'm sure it happens to everybody in every sport. So there's 64 matches today. I winnowed today's down to 11. Then I winnowed it down to 7. One of the ones that I knocked out from 11 to 7 was Jordan Thompson. Jordan Thompson came back to beat Brandon Nakashima after being down 2 sets to win in 5.
Yep.
And so with the win, this is, again, the mind meld of sports betting. With the win, I also look at that non-bet.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, why didn't I bet? You know, but he came back from 2 sets down, right? But there is that sports betting psychology, again, a reflection of the human condition. We're never happy. Never completely happy.
No. And I think for golf, it's outright and first round leaders.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Where you can't bet everything you want. And yeah, sure enough, you know, first round leader, that ends. And it was the guy you just left off. Yeah, totally. How about a quick pro tip, Gil?
Please.
I'm going to say be careful betting. There are NBAs, if you're looking to bet the Summer League, there are odds that are coming out. Be sure you know exactly what rosters are going to be here in Vegas because there are teams. I just saw the Thunder's roster a little while ago, and it is stacked. But only some of those guys are going to be playing in Vegas because they've got the Salt Lake City and the Sacramento stop beforehand. So make sure you know exactly what roster you're getting if you're going to go make a bet on the NBA Summer League.
Do you have tickets for Friday?
No, I don't have a ticket. Credentials, though.
You do have credentials? Oh, yeah. Oh, how nice of you. Oh, very nice.
Oh, we're going to be dead. You're gone next week. Where I don't even know what all JVT and I are doing.
Credentials. Stuff I don't even think about asking for. I have my tickets for Friday, so I hope it's Wembanyama on Friday. That's the word anyway.
Yep.
All right.
Hope so.
We'll get there. It won't be Wembanyama. It won't be Brandon Miller. Watch. But that should be fun. Summer League as anticipated as ever with Victor Wembanyama. And hopefully he plays more than, 2 minutes when he gets here. Let's find out if Wes Reynolds is going to Summer League. He's a man of all seasons, of all sports. The glue that holds it all together here at VSiN, co-host of VSiN Tonight. Wes joins us now at Wes Reynolds 1, the number one on Twitter. How you doing, Wes?
Gil, good morning. How are you?
Doing very well, man. Thank you for joining us on this day before July 4th. Are you the type of guy? I've seen you at Summer League before, haven't I?
Yeah, I've been in the past. Unfortunately, I can't go to the big night on Friday night because we have a show during the evening right here on VSiN. So I would like to see that Wembanyama Miller showdown. And then my two IU guys are actually playing against each other on the first night. Hood Shafino with the Lakers, Trace Jackson Davis with the Warriors. But I'll probably make it out there at some point, like Saturday or Sunday.
Would you bet on Summer League? And by would you bet, let me put those into two categories. Pre-flop, after you figured out who's playing or get an idea of who's playing. Or would you be the type of guy that would do some in-game from the venue itself?
Maybe the latter. I'll admit I don't do a lot of betting on the NBA Summer League just because, time and other things going on. And plus, this is the time of year where maybe you sometimes need a recharge, if you're betting all year, if you're heavy into football or if you're heavy into basketball or whatever. And, this is the time to kind of do a little advanced work for the fall and, maybe not get involved every day in all these different events. So like stuff like Wimbledon, like that's not something I put out there that I have like confidence in to give out to public. But I just, basically tail other people and listen to smart people that know about the sport.
Well, my vacation will begin after Wimbledon or at some point during Wimbledon. You're right. This is still it's still prime season for some folks like myself. About golf yesterday, Ricky Fowler, first win since 2019 at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. He's always played well there. And he gets it done in a playoff against Adam Hadwin and Colin Morikawa on a playoff hole where, quite frankly, after the tee shots, he looked like he would be the loser, not the winner of it. Did you have a piece of Fowler, sir?
Not on the outright. On a placement I did, was not the greatest tournament for me because I didn't bet Ricky Fowler, even though I had been touting him and I had had him at these 60-1, 65-1, 55-1 type prices. And then he gets cut as low as like 12-1. And the Rocket Mortgage Classic is such an event where you got to shoot like mid 20 under. So that opens it up to a lot of guys. So I thought, maybe I'm going to have the not make the FOMO play, not make the fear of missing out and bet Ricky Fowler, even though it was kind of like the obvious play, but sometimes the obvious community play gets there. So I end up missing out.
Where do you, the guys that were in that right now, but specifically Fowler and Morikawa, what is your confidence level in them betting them forward?
Well, the confidence level, I think, in Ricky Fowler, at least certainly has to be a little bit higher simply because he's put together such good form. I think he had like four top 15 finishes leading into last week's event. So it was kind of like obvious form, whereas Morikawa started off the season hot and then kind of cooled off a little bit in the spring. Played very well, though, in Detroit. The irons were very good. So I might need to see just a little bit more of an indicator. Maybe we'll get that at the Scottish Open next week. But, certainly, for Ryder Cup purposes, I think Ricky Fowler locked his place into that top 12 that's going to go over and play against Team Europe in Rome. Morikawa probably is on, but I think Captain Zach Johnson at least is happy to see, you know, this guy return to form, because there's going to be some good players left off when you've got guys that weren't in the mix previously, like Wyndham Clark is now the U.S. Open champion. How do you leave him out of the top 12? Because people are arguing for Taylor Gooch, who won, I believe, his third event over on LIV. But it's like, who are you going to leave off? So I guess that's a nice problem to have for Zach Johnson.
Were you outraged, nonplussed, or somewhere in between about CBS's lack of coverage of the final round yesterday?
Kind of in the middle, because I kind of understand, look, this is network television. It's hard to like move out of like a hard window, and that's their window is 12 to 3. So it's like, okay, if we aired this live, then what do we air for the rest of the afternoon? You know, for the affiliates, and you got to deal with affiliates and what they might run for local programming. So, yeah, I understood, you know, the people that were ticked off, because it's like, hey, we'd like to watch this live and not watch it on an app. But, you know, you're kind of stuck just in a bad situation with the weather.
Okay, I ask you some form of this every week. I'll ask you again. The Open Championship begins in 13 days, the final golf major. Actually, not in 13 days, but let's call it 16 days from now, the final golf major of the year in Great Britain. And have you added bets? What are your total number of outrights that you have in pocket right now?
Two. Adam Scott and Ricky Fowler were the only one I had going before. And now the price for Fowler gets cut into like the mid to high 20s. When he was in like the 40s or the 50s, I know some people that even got him above 60 to one. So those are the only ones. I mean, I probably won't have like as much as I would for the Masters, because simply the Masters gets put up in like October and November, and then the event is in April. So, you know, that's where you probably have a lot more in advance than you certainly would for this event, because this gets to a little bit of an erratic part of the schedule where you have some guys that probably aren't going to be playing a lot of events in the month that leads up to it, unless they elect to go overseas and certainly play on the DP World Tour. I'm guessing you'll have a lot in the Scottish Open next week, because the John Deere, which is this week's event on the PGA Tour, this is kind of an off week, at least for most of the top end guys.
It's Royal Liverpool this year. Where do you stand on Rory before we go to break here and Wes is more? Where do you stand on him? Just, he wants it so bad, man. He wants a major. You know, Ricky Fowler busts his losing streak of just tournaments itself. Obviously, with Rory, it's about the slams, about the majors. Where do you stand on him, generally speaking? Are you bullish? Are you bearish? Somewhere in between?
Probably somewhere in between. And it's like, I want to bet him because, look, he won here last time in 2014. And it just seems to kind of, like, fit the narrative, I guess, if you will, that he should win. Like, you never want to handicap the do factor necessarily, but you almost feel like it's his time. But I think you kind of always feel like it's his time, because the guy never really, you know, slips too far. I mean, people are kind of down on him. He's number three in the world right now. He hasn't won yet this year, but you look at the form: seventh at the Travelers, second at the U.S. Open, ninth, seventh, seventh. So it's not like the guy's playing bad golf, but that's why he's only like plus 750 pretty much market wide right now.
Yeah. Tough to back for some, but Rory's still number three in the world and among the short shots no matter what. We'll come back. Wes is more. The segment that everybody is clamoring for. There will be golf questions. There will be basketball questions. There will be football and baseball questions, and perhaps beyond. Wes is more with Wes Reynolds. On the other side, it's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashing the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like bonus bets and bet insurance tokens. If you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. BetMGM. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. How great was that to have Steve Fezzik in studio again there, Kelly?
Awesome. Always having Steve. Love having Steve in.
Love having him in. You missed another.
I forgot I ran into him like the first night of my vacation.
Oh, that was the first thing he told me last week because I ran into Kelly. I was like, oh, good. Well, he's alive.
I was like late night Thursday night, I think, here at the South Point.
What is this tweet? We get tweets at Benny the Booth. This is from Truck 1223. I'm a Giants fan for 40 years and a season ticket holder, and I don't blame you for the under in wins bet, but the alternative. Oh, talking about the New York Giants. Yeah. I was going to say, I don't have an under on the San Francisco. I'm a Giants fan for 40 years and a season ticket holder, and I don't blame you for the under in wins bet, but the alternative under number, that's where I draw the line. LOL. That's right. I like the under on the Giants and the alternate win total under. Let's see. Mike Stacks was coming in to say hi to us, but he said, fun fact, my luggage got sent to LAX. Thanks for the text saying your luggage is not on the plane with you. Ugh. Thanks, JetBlue, he said.
Brutal.
Okay. On and on with the tweets. We appreciate all these. Trip Tepper talked about the weight loss. I'd eliminate alcohol as a compliment to the lifting and 10,000 daily steps advice. Eat a ton of protein, too, since most people eat way too many carbs. All right. Corey Lauer about the flat betting. I bet the same amount all the time only because I tend to believe I'm smarter than I am and out into many larger bets. There must have been a typo in there. Not sure what he's trying to say there.
And put in larger bets?
Well, he's countering against his instinct to think he's smarter than he is, I guess is what he's saying. That's why he flat bets. I'm just providing the manual for the tweets here. Evan Klein bought my way in via the Founders card. Best choice I've ever made. Talking about just perks here in Vegas as well. And Chris Heath, I didn't make it to Tahoe for the field bet at 30-1. I was rooting for Colin and Ricky against my FOMO golf bet. Everybody chiming in on things we've talked about here earlier. Wes Reynolds, ready for Wes's More, Wes?
I'm ready.
He said that with such enthusiasm. Yeah. He's like, I'm ready. Wes is more. Oh, Wes, such enthusiasm. My God. Listen, people clamor for this.
I'm always nervous in this segment.
Okay. Well, you got good stuff. All right. Well, we'll start easy with golf. Scottie Scheffler, top five at the Open Championship. The ATM machine continues.
Look, why not? He hasn't finished worse than 12th all year. So top 10 if you want to be on the safe side.
All right. See, that was easy, Wes. It doesn't get harder than that. All right, after going through football week here at the network, which you did at VSiN Tonight, which the entire network did on the run-up to our guide being released, our pro football guide this past Thursday, VSiN.com/subscribe for everybody, did going through the process of that week cause you to think differently about any team or any awards market, or did it spawn other bets for you?
A little bit, just on some of the obvious teams, like the 49ers, who I think we all assume, and I would still say that they're a playoff team, but we all assume, okay, they're just going to pick up right where they left off, assuming that the quarterback is healthy, Brock Purdy, because some optimism came out that, hey, it looks like this guy may be ready to go. However, keep in mind, he only has a few starts, and that team, you know, it kind of caught lightning in a bottle. And I've got some concern about the 49ers, at least long term, because of that offensive line. Losing McGlinchey, I think, is going to be a big deal. And then you're asking Trent Williams to play a full season, which he has not done since 2013. So the 49ers, I understand there's a lot to like, but there's a lot of holes to poke in that team right now, too.
Back to Summer League. Will it be Wembanyama is the biggest story, or will the biggest story of Summer League be someone entirely different?
Well, the biggest story of Summer League, at least if you take the macro of the NBA, is probably going to be where Damian Lillard ends up being, because I feel like now we're getting in the point of like free agency where you're getting the who he play for guys, like the famous game that Charles Barkley plays on Inside the NBA. So from a Summer League standpoint, yeah, it's always the number one pick and getting a look at him, but the secondary story in the NBA, or at least the main story, is probably where Damian Lillard's going to end up.
Who he play for. Speaking of Dame, Damian Lillard will become a member of the Miami Heat. This is a true or false. multiple true or false. Damian Lillard will become a member of the Miami Heat. They will win the Eastern Conference title with him, and they will lose in the NBA Finals with him this coming year.
I'm going to say false. I'm not convinced that he's a member of the Miami Heat just yet.
Okay. So nipping all of those three in the bud.
What if he went false number one, but true on number two and three?
Meaning that they still win the Eastern Conference without him?
Or even tougher, he goes false on the first two, but true on the third. So they lose the Eastern Conference, but win the finals.
The Heat?
Yeah.
Okay. That's my head just exploded on that. All right, let's go to baseball. Injury to Corbin Carroll. It's a shoulder injury. Don't know how serious it is. Maybe it keeps him out to the All-Star break. Maybe he gets back here before the All-Star break. Will it cause, much like there was with Shane McClanahan's injury on the AL Cy Young, we have a new short shot now in Framber Valdez. Will the Carroll injury eventually give us another favorite in the NL Rookie of the Year race?
Yeah, it depends on obviously how long he is going to be out, but I think that there clearly is enough momentum and enough action on Ellie De La Cruz. Ellie De La Cruz now down to 4-1. Everybody else a different choice. A lot of the Reds rookies, Matt McClain, Spencer Steer, they're 30 and 50-1 respectively. So I could see De La Cruz at least becoming like a co-favorite in this market.
Players with the best chance to upset Djokovic and Swiatek at Wimbledon are...
Okay, well, you're the tennis expert. I'm not, but I would say... look, you got to, I think, look at Birdman of Alcaraz in terms of at the top. I don't think anybody's going to get in front of Djokovic. I think he's going to win another Wimbledon here. But I would say Alcaraz or maybe Taylor Fritz, I think, would be a long shot. And I saw some people I respect like him out of his quarter. So those are the two I'll go with on the men's side. On the women's side is really like wide open from what little I really delve into tennis. I think Sabalenka is somebody certainly to look at, and also Coco Gauff.
Okay. Note to self, Wes not comfortable with tennis questions as much as he is with other sports. Back to Rory for a second. Should he be the favorite for the Open Championship?
Probably should, considering he won in 2014 and that form that I ran off in the last segment. So I have no problem with him being a little bit shorter than Scheffler, just because Scheffler doesn't have a lot of the Lynx experience that I think like a Rory has or a John Rahm has. So I have no problem with Rory being the top choice.
How many postseason games will the Atlanta Braves lose? Over, under, 4.5?
I'm going to say over, even though I think that today I would say, hey, they're going to win the whole thing because I don't see anybody better than these guys. They set the record in June for most home runs with 61 as a team. But, you know, as you get closer to the postseason, these games can be so random and it's just one play or, you know, one at bat that's the difference. So I'll say over 4.5.
Does Wes Reynolds bet on the home run derby?
No,
he does not.
Maybe I'll put something out there, like not seriously, I should say. You know, maybe I'll have something just for interest, but nothing that I've like really handicapped or really gone that. You know, it's because there's only a few players participating, so it's like it's kind of just like a gut feeling.
Watch what I do here, Kelly. Watch what I do here. Who do you have in the home run derby this Monday, Wes?
I don't even know who's in the field, so I got nobody.
Okay. Final question. What does Wes Reynolds do? What does he bet? Or what does he do, just in general, beyond bets? What do you do Major League All-Star break week?
Well, hopefully I'm going to be making a trip up there, actually. I'm going up to the Northwest, actually, next week.
Oh.
So I may actually get to see one of these in person. So, you know, got to work out some logistics on that. But, yeah, I don't bet a lot, you know, in baseball. And then that first weekend, I'm usually a little bit gun shy because I think all like the rests have kind of, you know, are different. So, you know, when you get a break after an All-Star game, and I'm the same way with the NBA, the first couple, 3 days, I'm a little gun shy because I want to see how this break affects all these guys.
I have historically found that to be the case, even in my best baseball seasons, that right after the All-Star break, everything gets a little screwy for 2-3 weeks. So I'm with you on that for sure. Wes, hope it wasn't too painful. Appreciate it, man.
No, we got through it, Gil.
We did. We did. Unscathed. Wes Reynolds, host of VSiN Tonight. Thank you, Wes. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. to midnight. Each and every, you hear how his voice drifted there at the end? He was already knocking off his mic. He's like, thank you. Thank you. Lombardi Line is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.